We want to be showing up in the relationship with money from a place of love, from a place of presence, from a place of unconditionality.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help change makers and leaders like you to truly embody wealth consciousness, to activate their creative genius, and to bring those visions, to bring the fullness of who they are into their physical reality. So today, I want to talk about five money habits that have really helped me to embody the vibration of wealth. The first one is tracking our money. Now, you know, as I say this, it's kind of like, well, of course, right? Tracking your money, keeping tabs on your money would make sense. However, if you speak to a lot of individuals, it's actually one of the first things that we tend to avoid and not do, particularly in those moments, in those times when we're not feeling wealthy, we're not feeling abundant. We tend to try to ignore it, not look at our money. However, the truth is that where we place our focus, our energy goes, where your focus goes, your energy flows. I always say this quote because it's true. It's 100% true. So when you are constantly looking at your money, you are giving your money your love. You are giving your money your attention and your affection. Now, more powerfully, more importantly, is what is your vibrational state when you go to look at your money? Right? And you want to be aware of that. Do you feel in that moment that you are expanded, that you are grounded, and that you are activated in who you know yourself to be, and in your fullness, in your divinity, in the abundant self that you are? Or are you looking at your money feeling contracted and in lack? Okay. So we want to be looking at our money, tracking our money regularly, you know, every single day, a couple of times a week, something along those lines. And simultaneously, we want to be very conscious of the energy that we are in when we go to do that. Okay. So always just take a moment, breathe into your body. You can use an affirmation, a declaration, declare that you are abundant. Consciously expand your energy, root down into the earth, connect. Awaken your aliveness, right? Your creative life force energy. Shift your vibration. And then from that state, from your desired vibratory state, track your money, look at your money. Okay? So you're bringing that frequency, that energy into the act of tracking your money. That's a very important part. It's not just about tracking our money. It's about tracking our money from the desired version of ourselves, the version of ourselves that we are becoming, unfolding, unraveling, shifting into, okay? And we do that by taking action from that version of us, from that desired vibratory state, particularly when it comes to money, wealth, right? So put yourself there first and then go into your accounts. And the more that you practice putting yourself into that desired vibratory state, the easier it is. You can just do it on a whim. You can do it with a single breath, okay? It doesn't need to be a drawn-out process at all. But make sure you're looking at your money, you're tracking your money, you're giving your money your love and affection regularly, no matter how much money you have, okay? No matter how much money you have. Be really conscious and aware of, do you only give your money your affection when there is money, right? Or when there's lots of money? And do you pull back your love and affection when there's less money, right? Because this is conditional love, and we want to be in an unconditional space with our love. We want to be showing up in the relationship with money from a place of love, from a place of presence, from a place of unconditionality, right? So that means that we have to show up in the relationship regardless of what is happening, okay? Regardless of what is happening, we need to show up as our best version of ourselves. That is how we expand and strengthen the relationship and build the energy of trust. And always remember that it is a relationship between you and your money. The second habit is celebration, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you go out and you spend a bunch of money to celebrate the money that you just made, but celebration is actually a vibration. And you can feel this vibration in your heart. It's easiest if you start with the energy of gratitude. Okay, so you feel the energy of gratitude in your heart. And then you can just ask yourself to feel the vibration of celebration in the heart. It's a very high frequency. It's very beautiful. And the more we celebrate money, the more we will be able to experience money. It's very similar to gratitude, but it has this very high vibration of the joy of life, okay? Of aliveness, you know, of celebration, of enjoyment, of bliss, okay? So practice every time money comes in and every time you spend money consciously, you celebrate that you have money, that money is here in this life playing with you. Even if you don't have very much money, you can still celebrate that money is here with you. Celebrate that money comes in. Feel so much celebration. Yes, yes, yes. Yay. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. And then also, like I said, even when you spend money, when we're doing it consciously, we can also be in that energy of celebration. Yes, I get to, right? Use money as a way to bring my energy through into physical reality through this purchase. That is what money is. So practice celebrating the tiniest little amounts, because it's not really about the amounts. It's about your willingness to open your heart to the relationship between you and money. So that's what celebration does. It opens your heart and it allows you to be joyous with money. Okay, so celebrating. And of course, if you feel called to celebrate by purchasing something or doing something for yourself, absolutely follow that as well. Just know that that is not what celebration is. Okay, celebration is actually a feeling, a vibration in your heart, and you can feel that in any given moment, regardless of whether you spend the money or not, which is really powerful when we're wanting to celebrate money, but we're not desiring to spend it for whatever reason, okay? Then, as I mentioned, conscious spending is habit number three, okay? It's not just about receiving. Sometimes we think that it's just about receiving, don't we? But you have to also be aware of how are you spending money? And again, what is that vibration? What is the vibratory state of being that you are in when you are spending that money? Are you in a state of lack? Oh, I really don't want to be spending this. Or are you in a state of celebration, joy, or of gratitude, right? Because gratitude, again, is also a very expansive energy. So regardless of what you're spending the money on, first and foremost, work very hard to be conscious of your spending. And you know, nowadays we have all these subscriptions, right? So what I do is I have on my phone, on the app of my banks, I have them alert me when a charge comes through. And so even if it's a subscription, I just take a deep breath in. I feel that gratitude. Oh, I'm so grateful that I was able to spend that money towards that. And then I allow that to be the conscious spending. Okay. So if it's a subscription, I highly recommend you put those alerts on your phone so that you can send gratitude to each and every one of those that comes through. So they're not just coming through in the background. You're consciously engaging with money as it's being spent, right? And then in addition, when you are spending the money, if you are doing it in person, right? Then again, also being in that energy of gratitude, even if it's something that, you know what, you're not really quote unquote choosing, like maybe your car broke down or you're paying a water bill or whatever it is, you can still have gratitude towards it, right? Because if your car broke down, you're paying this money to fix your car so you can have a car, right? Like your water bill, you have water. Even taxes, we can feel gratitude. We can feel gratitude towards everything. So don't let yourself feel ungrateful when you are spending your money. Really work to breathe into your heart and feel the energy of gratitude towards everything you give your money to, because you are placing some of your energy into whatever that is. And you want to do it with love. You want to do it with an open heart so that that is also what you receive back. Okay. It's what you give out. What you create is what you also receive. So conscious spending, right? Conscious spending in place of gratitude. And also, it's really fun to think about and to consider when you spend money, you're creating a void, a kind of like a vacuum. Okay. And so oftentimes we think of we spend money and that just means we have less money. But what if we spend money and that literally creates an energetic void that starts to pull more money in to replace the money you just spent? That does actually occur. That is actually what happens. So get excited about that, right? When you spend that money, really consciously imagine and connect to the energetic void that is now in your bank account, is in your energetic field, that's going to magnetize that amount back to you. And you can always say, you know, times 777 or times 10 or something like that. That's fun to, how can you make that void even a little bit bigger so that it actually magnetizes more money than what you spent? Okay, this is all about conscious spending. Money habit number four is about giving. And giving, of course, is so important. Even tiny little bits, it doesn't matter who you give it to, how you give it, or how much you give. It's really about the act of giving. And simultaneously, we want to be giving because we want to be giving. Okay? So you want to be really clear with yourself that you're not just giving because you think you should, or that's what a good person does. You want to be giving because you believe in that organization, or you want to get this for your partner, your loved one, or your children, or you want to do this thing for somebody, because giving isn't just about money, right? We can give our time, we can give our attention. Whatever you're giving, you want to make sure that you're giving because it is what you truly want. And as we do that, we are, again, creating this energy of giving and of love and compassion and care. And that is what comes back to us. So as you give, so you get. As you give, so you get. And is the vibration of your giving the vibration that you desire to also receive, right? To get. Is the vibration that you're giving also the vibration that you desire to receive, to get? Very important. And lastly, money habit number five is playfulness. To be playful in, you know, in your business, in your life. And, you know, honestly, this has always been a little bit of a challenge for me. When I first started hearing my higher self tell me to be playful, my mind was like, well, what exactly does that mean? You know, my logical mind wanted to understand it and wanted to have a list of things that I could do, right, to quote unquote be playful. And it's still something that's a little bit hard for me. It's still something that's a little bit of a challenge for me. There are times where I'm naturally playful and it's very easy for me. And then there's times where I can really feel that my playfulness is a little bit suppressed and I have to invite myself to be playful. And then I just really, in that moment, I simply breathe into my body and I just ask my inner child, show me something that we can do. You know, it doesn't have to be something grandiose. You know, that's always where our mind takes it, but it can be something that is 1, 2, 3 minutes, something very simple, something very easy that your inner child would just love to do right now in this moment that would feel playful. One of the things I love to do is dance in my socks, which is a lot of like sliding around on the ground. And for some reason, that feels more playful than just simply dancing. But whatever that is to you, I like to just ask my inner child to show me what can we do that's playful right now, and then just do that. And again, doesn't matter if it's 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 3 hours, especially in those moments when we're not feeling so playful, right? Especially in those moments where we are feeling this long list of to-dos that we have to do, this pressure to get things done. That's generally when playfulness, when taking yourself out of your to-do list is actually most important and yet highly counterintuitive, is it not? To your logical mind, not actually to your true intuition. But we think, oh, but I have all these things to do. If I remove myself, I won't get them done, right? But even just removing yourself again for a short period of time, engaging in something that is fun for you, and then coming back, you will feel more refreshed. You'll be more engaged with it than you were in that moment where you were pushing yourself, pressing yourself. And this energy is very expansive to your creative life force energy. So remember, the creative life force energy is what you're creating your reality with, right? And that creative life force energy likes to be playful. It likes to be aroused. It likes to be sexual. It likes to be open. It likes to be engaged and connected to life. And that energy is the same energy as your money, as your wealth, and as your personal power. So if you notice yourself suppressing your playfulness, your creativity, and or your sexual activity, your sexual energy, stop yourself, breathe into your body, engage somewhere along those lines so that you can open back up to the channels of money and your creative life force energy. So I invite you to take a moment. Which one of these five comes very easy for you, and give yourself a solid star next to it, right? Celebrate yourself like, yes, I'm so grateful. I'm so celebratory. I'm so proud of myself for already doing whichever ones those are out of the five that you're already doing. And then the other ones, one, or if there's more than one that are left, or all of them, there's no judgment here, right? Whatever is left, acknowledge each one individually. Acknowledge from a place of love, right? A place of self-love, each one individually. And just from your heart, invite yourself. I want to do this more. I want to engage with this more. I want to bring this more into my life. And set that intention. And then always just set that goal. Follow through with that action. Little bits every single day. Or, you know what, just pick one out of the five, right, to add in to your daily routine. And then when you've added that one in, add another one in. You don't have to have all five all the time. This is more about awareness and bringing it in a way that is sustainable for yourself, instead of just saying, you know what, that's just too much. I can't do any of it. I don't even know how, and pushing it all away. Okay. So whatever works for you, adding another one in, adding two more in, adding them all, that's unique to you. But be clear in that for yourself. Be clear that it is something that is sustainable for you and feels good for your everyday, right? Daily routines, even though we're not doing all five every day, but we can absolutely have awareness and hold the invitation for all five every day. Thank you so much for joining me for this solo episode. Reminder that every Tuesday is solo episode, every Thursday are guest episodes. And make sure that you've joined our Facebook group if you haven't already. It's Wealth Embodied, just like the name of the podcast. And I do bring in additional content in there. Plus, it's a place that I can connect with you on a deeper, more intimate level, which I really love to do. Until next time, I love you all so very much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.